Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'm going to talk to you tonight about moving in the supernatural. Amen. You know, we need to have faith in God. How many of you understand that? We need to have faith in God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. In Galatians 3, 5 and verse 9, or let's see, Galatians 3, 5 through 9. In the Amplified, it says, "Then does he who supplies you with marvelous Holy Spirit and works powerfully and miraculously among you do so on the grounds of your doing what the law demands, or because of your believing in and adhering to and trusting in and relying on the message that you've heard? Thus Abraham believed in and adhered to and trusted in and relied on God, and it was reckoned." I like the Amplified because it makes you know what he's talking about. "It was reckoned and placed to his account and credited as righteousness, as conformity to the divine will in purpose, thought, and action. Know and understand that it is really the people who live by faith who are the true sons of Abraham." Are you living by faith tonight?
Yes.
Then you're a true son of Abraham. Glory to God. "And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify, declare righteous, and put in right standing with himself the Gentiles in consequence of faith, proclaimed the gospel, foretelling the glad tidings of a Savior long beforehand to Abraham in the promise, saying, 'In you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.' So then, those who are the people of faith are blessed and made happy and favored by God as partners in fellowship with the believing and trusting Abraham." Glory to God. Come on. Do you see what that's telling you? That's telling you who you are. You're in the family of believing, trusting Abraham. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, this is the time of the supernatural, the miraculous. God's been dealing with me for weeks now, maybe a little longer even, that it's time that the church woke up and began to step out into who they are. Bless God. I'm going to tell you something. God has put such marvelous things in us. It's in there. The Holy Spirit's here. And he wants to do miracles. And we've been sitting as a church and just not expecting, not believing for anything. Come on. Hallelujah. I want to push you tonight. Glory to God. See, I believe that God is doing great things in this hour. I believe these are the last days. Sin is the reason that the world started deteriorating in the first place. Did you understand that? People say global warming and all this, but it started out with sin. The root of all global warming is sin. The severe weather patterns, the earthquakes, it all started with sin. We wouldn't have had that if Adam didn't sin. I heard somebody say they're going to have to put a gate around Adam's mansion in heaven to keep everybody from attacking him. That ain't going to be that way in heaven, but I thought that was funny. Hallelujah. Everybody's going to know why he did that. Well, look inside, you'll know. We all come short, you know, but through Jesus we do not. In Romans 8:22, it says, "We know that the whole creation of irrational creatures has been moaning together in the pains of labor until now." Hallelujah. And not only the creation, but we have and enjoy the first fruits of the Holy Spirit, a foretaste of the blissful things to come, grown inwardly as we wait for the redemption of our bodies. Do you know what? We're not talking about heaven because heaven's going to be wonderful, but we need some things for now. And God has put us on this earth to occupy until he comes. We're to be effective. Do you understand that? We're supposed to be effective. We're supposed to make a difference. I expect when I go in a place for it to calm down. Hallelujah. I expect when I go into a place for a light to come in because I'm there, not because of who I am, but because who's in me. You understand that? Hallelujah. So what are they waiting for? They're waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. The sons of God have the blessing, and that blessing is designed to perpetually renew and supply. That's what the blessing is for. You know, a lot of times we're cursing things. We ought to be blessing it. I heard about a guy in Newark, New Jersey, that took his church there, and that was the crime capital of the United States, they said. And he began to walk the streets with the people in his church. They didn't have too many, but they just began to walk the streets and bless the crack houses. They weren't cursing them. They were blessing the street. God bless this place. Bless this place. And within weeks, the place shut down. I mean, all these these crack houses and all these prostitution houses, they all shut down. And then somebody gave them like $50 million or something. It was just an exorbitant amount. I shouldn't even say the amount when I don't have the paper in front of me. But anyway, places like that shut down and they begin to have revival. Glory to God. And begin to prosper. So I think we're supposed to go as the church and make a difference in where we are. I remember years ago, a man on our street, his wife was having an affair, and he chased them down, and it killed some of them. And that's two doors down from me. And I told the devil then, you won't come back on my street. You understand? You will not come back on my street. Hallelujah. You will not work here, because this is my street and this is where I live. Hallelujah. Even the dogs are scared of me. Hallelujah. I told you I went to pray for a girl, started down the street to pray for her, and this Rottweiler come at me. I mean, he was going to tear me up, and I had nothing, my Bible, and I just began to scream the name of Jesus. That dog stopped so fast that his back legs almost went over the front. He stopped, and I just kept saying the name of Jesus and didn't take my eyes off of him until his owner come and got him. Hallelujah. Listen, we ought to make a difference. Hallelujah. You understand? Glory to God. God wanted us to rule here. He put us here to rule and reign. Ezekiel 36:33 says, thus saith the Lord, in the day that I cleanse you from all iniquities, I will also cause Israel's cities to be inhabited, and the waste places shall be rebuilt, and the desolate land shall be filled, that which was lain desolate in the sight of all who passed by. And they shall say, the land was desolate, and the land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are fortified and inhabited. Then the nations that are left around about you shall know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt the ruined places and replanted that which was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. You know what? The church hadn't been a great witness for the Lord, have we? You know what? We need to begin to do that. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm preaching to the choir here. But we see how the church has failed to take their place that God set us in here to take. See, God's going to take places that have been ravaged by sin and redo them, like Newark, New Jersey. Hallelujah. How about Rockford, Illinois, and Roscoe, Illinois? Hallelujah. See, some of this stuff that we don't like, go by there and begin to bless it. Hallelujah. God bless our city. Bless our land here. Hallelujah. God, you know, God did us like that, didn't he? Weren't you ruined and rotten? Or maybe you thought you was a great, somebody really great when God got you. But we were desolate and ruined. But God rebuilt us. He made us new. That's the power of the blessing in our life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love that. See, the main way to get it is to get it to manifest is to speak it. The spoken word has to go forth first, because the word has the blessing on it and it supplies, you know, like a supernatural canvas, so that we can paint the picture. We have to meditate what God says about us to get this. Hallelujah. The world is waiting on the church because we have the blessing on it. Are you hearing me? Are you awake? Do I have to throw my Bible out there? Come on. Yeah. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, the world is waiting on the church because we have the blessing on us. Hallelujah. Some people look like they don't have any blessing. We have the blessing on us. It's in me. The Holy Spirit's in me. I got the Word of God in me. Hallelujah. I got to be blessed. See, we're sent here to be the answer to what the world needs. You believe that? If you don't take the Word and meditate it till you get it, you'd not be here if God hadn't put you here at this time for these last days. People will say, oh, you know, I wish I'd have walked in Jesus' time. You weren't meant to walk in Jesus' time. You were meant to walk now. God put you here now. He knew what he was doing. He didn't make a mistake to send you here now to make a difference in this world. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, he wants to hold us up as a trophy so that the world can see what God is really like. Come on. Hallelujah. And so much of the church has not shown what God is really like. God's gotten a bad name, and it's due primarily to Christian people. Now, don't get mad at me. Come on. Just stick with me. The church has told lies on God. You understand that? I spoke to a lady at Walmart the other day. She was talking about her health and what kind of day she was having. And I said, well, you know what? We can have whatever we want. A good day or a bad day. It's my choice. I mean, I don't have any say about what goes on around me, but you know, in me, I can have a good day if I want to. Doesn't matter what's going on, I can have a good day. And she said, well, just like my mom said, whatever will be, will be. Now, her mother believed the lie and told it to her, and now she believes that lie. It isn't whatever will be, will be. Hallelujah. Why would God give us authority to change some things if it was going to be a certain way and we couldn't do anything about it? Just like people say, well, your days are numbered. When your number's up, you're out of here. Well, then why did he tell us that we could add to our days? Why did he tell us for length of days, do this and that? He said we could shorten our days or add to our days. So that don't mean I got a certain time. Now, he knows when I'm going to die because he knows all things. But he didn't set the date of my death. You do that with your mouth. Sometimes some people talk themselves to death. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Now, that just kills me. You hear people say that. You know, that scared me to death. That pair of shoes is to die for. My back is killing me. You know, the Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you do yourself a lot of damage and then you blame it on God. People have said when someone dies a horrible death that God took them. That didn't sound too much like love to me. If I love my kids and I want to move them to heaven, I'll not strike them with some horrible disease. When a baby dies, people say, oh, God just needs another little angel in heaven. People, when you die, you don't become an angel. You understand that? If you're a baby or an adult, you don't become an angel. People say God put sickness on you to teach you something. When God says the Holy Spirit is your teacher, they say it's not God's will to heal everybody. When God says it's his will. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Jesus said when the man came to him and said, if you're willing, you can make me whole. He said, I'm willing. Hallelujah. I am willing. He's still saying, I'm willing. Hallelujah. Do you see how we've been lied to about God and we've lied on God? Passed down those lies? John 17:14 says, I have given and delivered them your word, your message. And the world has hated them because they are not of this world. Say, I'm not of this world. I do not belong to this world. Just as I am not of this world, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but you will keep and protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, worldly, belonging to the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them, purify, consecrate, and separate them for yourselves. Make them holy by the truth. Your word is truth. Now, this is Jesus praying for us. You understand that? He said, sanctify them, purify them, consecrate them, separate them for yourself. Make them holy. You think he got his prayers answered? Hallelujah. See, we got to begin to see ourselves as purified, as consecrated, as separate from the world. If we want to, if we don't see ourselves as the righteousness of God in Christ, we're going to still think we're an old sinner and act like one. Hallelujah. How did we miss this all these years? He said we're not of this world. But what the, you know, God deliberately plants the righteous among the wicked. Do you understand that? He put you here. I love that. He put you here on purpose. He put you here on purpose. You understand? Hallelujah. You are here. He planted you here. He said when he saves one in the family, you know what? He usually goes after the roughest one. Then he saves the rest of them. Hallelujah. Bless God. He sets the solitary in families is what he says. He set you here to be a light. Hallelujah. Bless God. And so many Christians are trying to hide their light under a bushel or hide it someplace. You know, bless God. Let your light shine. Come on. Hallelujah. And act like you're happy. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory to God. I know people have trouble, but bless God, I know the trouble solver. I know the one who can take care of it. Hallelujah. Bless God. He plants us into this world. So why does he do it? In Matthew 5:13, it said, you are the salt of the earth. And if salt has lost its taste, its strength, its quality, how can its saltiness be restored? It's not good for anything any longer but to be thrown out and trodden underfoot by men. What does salt primarily do? It preserves. He does not want them to die before they find Christ. So the salt will keep back the judgment until people find the Lord. And God puts people in your life every day, every day, every day. And sometimes we miss it because we're not tuned in with the Lord and see where God has just set it up. Hallelujah. He'll just set up situations. Glory to God. What else does salt do? It makes people thirsty. They should look at your life and thirst for the Father. Glory to God. You understand? I mean, you just think about your life. Is anybody looking at your life and making them thirsty for the Father? Hallelujah. See, I want to be so full of joy, so full of love, so full of the Holy Ghost. So when you bump me, you just get Holy Ghost love and power all over you. You know, hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. See, we should make people thirsty. They should want the Lord. The neatest thing anybody's ever said to me is, I see Jesus in you. Oh, man, I want that more than anything. We should be the healthiest, the finest, the wealthiest, the kindest, the most loving people on the earth. And they should look at our lives and thirst for the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. I've seen people say, well, don't you want to come on and be a happy Christian like me? And they ain't smiled in 5 years. Bless God. You know, quit dragging around. We got something to be excited about. Hallelujah. You and I have been equipped so that we can make a difference in the earth, make a difference in people's lives. We've been equipped for this. Spread some joy. In Galatians 5, God talks about the works of the flesh, and then he talks about the fruits of the Spirit. And in Galatians 5:19, it says, now the doings, the practices of the flesh are clear and obvious. They are immorality, impurity, indecency, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, ill-tempered, selfishness, divisions, dissensions, party split, factions, sects with peculiar opinions, heresies, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. He said, I warn you beforehand, just like I did previously, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, you know what? He's not talking about you're being saved. He's talking about inherit the kingdom of God. That's not saying you're not saved. Some people are saved and they love the Lord. They just can't stand people and they just treat them awful, you know. Hallelujah. We need to, you know, he's saying, if you want to inherit the kingdom, glory to God, in that kingdom, hallelujah, is joy and peace and love and bless God. It's all this neat stuff. And we can live out of that kingdom. Glory to God. King James talks about hatred. And that's the work of flesh. And if you sow to the work of the flesh, it says you'll reap corruption. In the flesh, you'll reap correction or destruction. You'll reap destruction if you sow to the flesh. So, you know what? If you're doing that, you're opening the door for the enemy just to come in and wreak havoc in your life. What does this do to do with healing? I'm going to show you. If you get your thinking straight and you walk in love, you'll walk in healing. You will. Hallelujah. The world expects to get a certain age and fall apart. I don't expect to. He said, as my days are, so shall my strength be. So I expect to keep getting, and he said, I go from faith to faith and glory to glory. So I ought to be getting stronger. I ought to be getting better. Hallelujah. Maybe I can't do things quite as quickly as I used to. I may have taken a nap every now and then, but bless God, I don't intend to get a certain age and fall apart. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't take what the world says about you. We got the Holy Ghost inside of us. We got love. Life in there. Hallelujah. We used to sing a song years ago. I got the life of God in me. Whoa, hallelujah. I got it. Hallelujah. See, Jesus taught us to love our enemies. Don't hate them. He said that faith works by love. That's why some people's faith don't work. They're mean. Now, come on. I've seen some Christians that are meaner than a junkyard dog. Come on. Now, I'm not talking about any of you, and I'm sure, you know, ain't none of you got any of that in your family, but you probably heard of somebody who does, you know? Bless God. Hallelujah. That's why some people's faith don't work, though. You know, I heard a man say about a family who were Christians but lived like the world. And he said, they were supposed to be Christians, but he said they lived like the world. They did everything the world did. Well, that won't get it if you want to walk a victorious Christian life. Hallelujah. I know we go from faith to faith and we go from glory to glory. And I know that the longer you're saved, the more you can walk right. But I'm talking about people who just don't even listen to God. See, we don't want to drink hatred. We just don't. Now, in the King James, it says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, Emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies. Some of these are the same words, but I just thought I'd tell you the King James so you understand. Envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they which do some such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So let's look at strife. Strife is designed to tear up your house. It releases a spiritual power into your house. It is a work of the flesh. I tell people, man, get strife out of your house. If you got to tape your mouth shut and lock yourself in the bathroom, don't let that stuff in. You might as well open the door and say, come on in, devil. What do you want to do today? You know, you don't let strife in your house. Hallelujah. It destroys. It was designed to destroy all you have. See, it's a work of the flesh, and it'll strip you of everything. Envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and the like. Hallelujah. That don't mean you won't be saved, because if you look at Galatians 1 there, Paul is writing the letter to the brethren. It does not say you won't be saved, but it says you won't get to live a saved life. You understand? Because see, in Galatians, he's talking to Christian people, but he's telling them what not to do, because if you want to live a victorious, joyful, happy, healthy Christian life and live like not like the world does, not have to go through some of the things the world does, then you're going to have to begin to get some of this stuff out of your life. Glory to God. You won't be a victorious Christian if you live like that. You want to enjoy the abundance and the benefits that are in the kingdom of God. You'll always struggle. And I've seen Christians like that that always struggle. I mean, you see them and you ask them, how you doing? Oh, it's just been a battle. Can I tell you what the devil's done this week? You know what? Bless God. Quit talking so much about the devil and begin to talk about what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. But the fruit, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love. I love it. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. See, I love that love, because love, you know, God loves me and I love that. But when I start talking about long-suffering and some of that, but let me tell you something, love is not a feeling, it's a person. God is love, the word says. Jesus said, he that hears my commandments and keeps them is the one that loves me. Faith people don't like to hear this. They want to hear, I can just float along, be irresponsible, and I still get all I need. Now, come on, people. I'm a faith person, but, you know, I'd rather just not have to put all this work in. But the Bible has set down some conditions. We need to meet the conditions if we're going to enjoy the promises. Do you see the fine line here? You know what? Jesus did all the work, and then he just let us, just put us in. And if we'll listen to him and do what he says and walk the way he tells us and do it the way he says and listen to the Holy Spirit, I'm going to tell you something. We can live a joyous life. That don't mean we're not going to go through them some things. That just means we're going to come through it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We don't have to live there. Hallelujah. Jesus said, he that hears my commandments and keeps them is the one that loves me. Glory to God. See, we have to meet the conditions if we're going to enjoy the promises. We're saved by grace, but we live by obeying the word to get the benefits of heaven on this earth. Now, the Bible does talk about the heaven on earth. You know, there's a scripture in the Old Testament that talks about enjoying heaven on earth. Jesus said that we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Bless God. You say, oh, I love Jesus. Then why don't you stop raising Cain around your house? You know, I know none of you do this. Come on. Why don't you get the anger and the unforgiveness out of your heart? Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, don't get mad at me. Listen, I struggled this week. I got some unforgiveness I had to just get rid of. I mean, I just got really upset with somebody, and I had to get it out of me. You can't let it stay in there. It'll fester. Hallelujah. I'm just stepping on your toes, but Jesus is a healer of broken toes. I'm just telling you, it's the only way I know that you can live in peace and satisfaction, healed and having all your needs met. Can I just share something with you that God has dealt with me about? You know what? I've been saying, you know, I just love chocolate, and I just love this, and I just love that. I just love that. You know, I think maybe we ought to reserve that love for Jesus, you know. I love chocolate. I love my car. I love my dog if I had one. I love that movie. I love this and I love that and I love Jesus. Well, you know what? I need to like my car. I need to like this stuff. But, you know, and I can really like it, but we need to reserve that. Everybody's looking for peace. And that comes out of the fruit of the Spirit. Once you're born again, all these attributes were loaded into your spirit. Isn't that good? It's in there. We just got to pull it out. The only way to come out is through the one that was first mentioned, and that's love. If you find you have no love, you'll find you have no peace. You know? And I have had people say to me, I love God but can't stand His people. Well, then you don't love God because God's thing is people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Different kinds of, you know, well, just let me tell you this. I know what people have done to you, but get over it, okay? Come on. Forgive. Just make up your mind you're going to forgive. I'm not minimizing your pain and what you went through. We've all gone through pain, different kinds. And we all have different personalities, but we all have had pain. You know, someone said to me once right after they quit church because they'd been hurt. And I said, you know what? You need to get over that. We've all been hurt. If we've been saved 24 hours, you've been hurt. Come on. Hallelujah. They said to me, you just like being hurt more than I do. Excuse me? Maybe I'm just not as sensitive as you are, but I don't like it any better than you do. Am I going to let it ruin my life? No. Hallelujah. We've all gone through things. Even if we don't like what you know, we have, we've had scars. We've all had them, and let God heal them. Drop it. You know, that thing is a spiritual force that comes out of the work of the devil, and it's designed to keep you broke, sick, and tied up. The devil energizes that hurt in your life. He does. Boy, I mean, you hold on to that. You think I'm kidding you? You know what? You start just thinking on that and meditating on that hurt and thinking about it, and the devil will absolutely energize that in your life, and he'll cause you to get in a mess. Hallelujah. Just don't let him do that. Drop it. Drop it. Hallelujah. Bless God. Every time you take two steps forward, you feel like you go one step back. Why? Because the devil is out to destroy you. And people, we got to work on these things. You know, it's good to confess the word, yes, and it's good to come to church and give and fellowship, but we got to spend some time getting that word of God in us and letting the fruits of the Spirit work out through our lives. Hallelujah. In verse 23, it says, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. You know, meekness and temperance. I've been working on some of this stuff for 40 years or more. I really thought I'd be better by now. See, I thought meekness was weakness. And I thought temperance meant I didn't drink alcohol, you know. But look up some words, people. Find out what some of these things mean. I looked it up, and temperance in the New Testament is the Greek word, and it's E-G-K-R-A-T-E-I-A. I'm not about to try to pronounce that, but it means self-control. And you know what? And it also means abstinence from alcoholic drink, moderation or self-restraint in eating or drinking. It means the synonyms are moderation, abstinence, sobriety, and restraint. So you can see that not having temperance is a work of the flesh. And temperance is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. But look at that middle word right there, temper. Glory to God. That's one I struggle with, man. I just about think I'd got over there. I'd tell somebody I hadn't been mad. In 3 months, I haven't been mad. And the next day, I'd want to tear somebody's head off. Didn't. Kept working on it. And people say, I just can't help it. That's just me. If I can help it, honey, you can help it. If I could take what was in me and let the Lord take that and use it and love people, I'm telling you, anybody can. Hallelujah. But temper is right in the middle of temperance. Hallelujah. A lack of discipline is not very good either. It's the work of the flesh. You know, and I always say that nasty D word, discipline. But you know what? It's a good word. We need to begin to have discipline in our lives. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its affections and lust. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Don't you love that? So this tells me who I really am. I've been sent into this world to make a difference. The word says I've crucified the flesh and now I can live and walk in the spirit. Isn't that what it just said? Hallelujah. We need to train ourselves in self-control. We've been sent to an unrighteous people, and the enemy knows if he puts enough pressure on us, you're going to slip and lose ground. Well, show him you're not. Hallelujah. God has plans to promote you. You have to be faithful in the calling he has for you and do what he's called you to do. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Somebody ought to have said that's me, and hallelujah. God has plans to promote you. Amen. Are you awake? Okay, glory. Hallelujah. Roy says, Evelyn, everybody don't jump around like you do. Quit expecting them to. I don't expect you to jump around, but just breathe every now and then, will you? Hallelujah. Just let me see you breathe. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, God has plans to promote you. You have to be faithful to your calling and what he has for you to do. But Jesus said, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. I will promote you and make you ruler over many if you're faithful over the call he has for you. I mean, glory to God. Hallelujah. Be faithful. God will bless faithfulness. If you'll let these fruits of the Spirit, they'll override the things of the flesh and they'll cause you to be calm and gentle when others are upset. Do you know, yesterday I was at the nursing home when that storm come. And they began to move everybody out in the hall. And I just took authority over that. I mean, I just walked out there and I began to talk to that storm. But I began to talk to the storm on the inside. How many of you know these old people, they don't know what's going on. They're moving them. Hallelujah. That lady said to me, do you know this is the calmest I've ever seen this place when something like this happens? I thought, glory to God. We brought some calm in there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. See, there are supernatural things from God that will override your flesh if you let it. How about other supernatural things he's given us? What about, you know, what are some of the supernatural things he's given us to bring us victory? Hallelujah. How about anointing? The anointing on your life is a burden-removing, yoke-destroying power. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? I said the anointing on your life, and it's in you. Hallelujah. It's in there. It's a burden-removing, yoke-destroying power. The anointing is a performance enhancer. Yeah. Woo, glory. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. That anointing in you is a performance enhancer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It'll cause you to perform better. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. See, it's designed to enhance the performance in our life. How about the gifts of the Spirit and the working of miracles and the discerning of spirits? Hallelujah. We're supposed to be able to discern things that others don't know about. You know, we are. You ought to be praying, God, give me those gifts of the Spirit and let them operate through me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're supposed to discern some things. Glory to God. How about the blood of Jesus? Ooh, I love that. Hallelujah. See, I heard about a man who stuck a nail in his head. He was working out in the garage, and he raised up and hit a nail went right in the top of his scalp. Just busted his scalp open. He began to just bleed profusely. He began to call out the name of Jesus. Oh, the name of Jesus. Oh, God, there's power in the name of Jesus. And he was in a lot of pain, but for 15 minutes, he just stood there and talked the name of Jesus. And he said, and I believe him, you know, I don't have proof I wasn't there, but he said as he began to say the name of Jesus that bleeding stopped. And then all of a sudden, it began to pull back together. And then all of a sudden, there was even any scar. Hallelujah. Everything was back together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those things can happen. How about angels? They're encamped all around about us. Hallelujah. Remember when the prophet Elisha, you know, he was surrounded by that Syrian army, and the servant saw him, and he began to cry out. And the prophet told him, Elisha told his servant, he said, there's more with us than there are with them. He said, one, two. Didn't look like it. And the Lord said, Elijah prayed and he said, Lord, open his eyes so he can see. And he began to see the angels and the chariots of fire around him. And there were thousands and thousands of them. Now, how could that be? Now, let me ask you, when did the angels come up? Did they just come up when he saw them? They've been there all the time. They were already there. They're angels in your life, and they're already there. Hallelujah. You understand? They're already there. You know, they have to fly from heaven. You've been given an angel, and he'll stand and take care of you. We need to keep our angels busy. We need to send them to do some things for God. Hallelujah. Bless God. How about the Holy Spirit and his guidance? The Holy Spirit will tell you when to sleep, where to go, and when to get up. He'll tell you things to come. He'll protect you by alerting you to danger. Sometimes he'll just wake you up to talk to you. You ever have that? Just wake you up. Just wants to talk to you. He's a person and he wants to talk to you. The supernatural living is real, people. We want to be aware of that. And, you know, I'm preaching at you, but bless God, I know all of you know this. I'm just trying to stir it in you. Hallelujah. See, bless God, you don't stay saved and excited unless you get excited. You know, bless God, don't get saved and dried up. Hallelujah. Stay excited about the Jesus, about talking to the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine getting to talk to the Holy Spirit? Oh, and have him talk to me? Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Sometimes he just wakes me up. Sometimes he'll come to me in a dream and tell me something I need to know. He'll warn you of danger to come. He'll tell you what the devil's up to. Did you hear me? He'll tell you what the devil's up to. The supernatural living is real and we're designed to win. He'll tell you what you need to know. Hallelujah. You know, there's times, hadn't you just known when your kids have been in trouble? There's times when you just know that you need to pray for a friend. You know something's going on. You may not know what, but you know something's going on. That's the Holy Spirit. Remember the angel showed up in jail where Peter was asleep and told him to get up? He led him past the guards and opened the door for him. He went to the house where they were praying. I thought that's really funny. They're praying, oh God, release Peter, release Peter. He's at the door knocking and they won't even let him in. They really put faith in that prayer. Hallelujah. They didn't believe what happened. They didn't believe that they got what they just prayed for. Remember Jesus when people surrounded him and they wanted to push him over the hill? They were going to cast him down and kill him and walked right through him. He walked right through him. Hallelujah. See, we're supposed to be doing some of these things, I believe. Hallelujah. Said he walked right in the midst of them. I believe, man, he just disappeared and went. Remember the times when they were transported in the Bible? He came walking on the water and it got into the boat and it said immediately they were on the other side. Star Trek had nothing on God. Glory to God. Beam me up, Scotty. Hallelujah. Remember when Elijah outrun the chariot? Ezekiel was transported. I heard about a man this week. I thought this was the neatest thing. It said, the Lord told him, said, I want you to go to India. And so he said, okay, and begin to make plans. And the Lord said, no, I want you to go now. He said, well, what do you want me to do? He said, go to the airport. So he went out the airport. He said, get in line. He just got in the line, standing there waiting. And the line began to move. You know what that's like, don't you? He went to the airport one time with no money and God did a miracle for him. Anyway, he said, when he got up, he was next. He said, God, what do I do now? Still don't have any money. He said, go to the bathroom. So he said he got out of line and went to the bathroom. He said, now what? He said, go back out. When he went back out, he was in India. Ha, glory to God. You understand? Woo! Hallelujah. That give me goosebumps. Hallelujah. You believe God can't transport us? Go into the bathroom in Rockford and come out in India or someplace else? Hallelujah. See, I believe in these last days, we're going to be seeing a lot of this. We'll see angels visiting this earth like we've never seen before. You have an angel, and it's not some little fat baby with wings. Come on. Well, it's not. That's the picture, a little fat baby with wings, you know, or some beautiful woman with these fragile little wings. That is not what your angel looks like. Hallelujah. John 6:16. And now when even was come, his disciples went down into the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose, and by reason of great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh into the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, it is I, be not afraid. And then they willingly received him into the ship. They willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land where they went. I love that. The wind was blowing. They got fearful. Jesus got in the boat. Hallelujah. Whoa, they were where they were going. Think, start thinking supernatural. It's time for the supernatural. Begin to believe for some of this stuff. Hallelujah. See, God don't need your money. If he wants to take you someplace, he can get you there. Hallelujah. It's not a problem, a matter of money. It's a matter of your believing he's going to do what he asked you to do. He's going to supply it. You're worried about how you're going to get the money, and he said he'd supply it. Hallelujah. Bless God. Now, don't go trying to get money for something he didn't tell you to do. Hallelujah. You hear somebody did this, and you go try and do it. No, you listen to him. Hallelujah. John 14:10 says, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He does the work. Who does the work? He does the work. Who does the work? I got one down here that knows. Come on. Said he does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father's in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. You know, are signs and wonders following you, people? Are they? Hallelujah. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Hallelujah. Do you know, I was over there yesterday, I told you. I went outside, and I just began to walk up and down, just speaking to that and praying, and people coming out, they're looking at me funny. It didn't make me any difference. Bless God, I didn't care. You know what? I was concerned that storm not hit this place. I put the blood on all of you I could remember. I was just pleading the blood and calling that off. The chaplain walked up to me and talked about the fear and swore. Now, you don't know where I was at, and so you don't know who I was talking about. But I thought, whoop! Gracious! Hallelujah! See, you're going to have to believe that when you go, you're going to make a difference, and people are going to look at you funny. But what difference does that make? Now, I'm not talking about getting goofy. Come on, we got too many goofy Christians. They're out there someplace, you know, and we don't need that. But you want to be grounded on the Word of God. And I began to walk through there and tell them, don't worry, it's going to be all right. And it was. Hallelujah. Mark 9:23 said, Jesus said to them, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Now listen, if you can believe, how many things are possible? All things. Now you know what? If you get to watching TV and seeing that tornado that hit out in Oklahoma and you begin to see that, then it's going to put fear in you. But bless God, if you begin to see what the Word, if you have faith in God, all things are possible. If you can only believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah. What is possible to you will be based on what you can believe. Not based on what somebody else has believed. It's based on what you can believe. If you can't believe, there's going to be some things God can't do for you. Hallelujah. It's just amazing to me that people don't know what belongs to them. And they go hide. Yes, you ought to be careful, and you ought to, you know, you use your brain. You don't go, if I see that tornado coming and it's headed right to me, I'm not going to run at it, but I'm going to stand there and tell that thing, you'll raise up, you won't hit me. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to be stupid. And if it's a day when I'm feeling real under condemnation and I don't feel very, then I'm going to run hide just like the rest of them. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be stupid. Do you understand? Hallelujah. So that's why we need to keep ourselves built up. Listen to the Lord. He'll tell you where to go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See why you need to start thinking supernaturally? I want you to say, I believe. I believe God's word. Mark 11:14 said, and Jesus answered and said unto it, no man shall eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And the disciples heard it. They didn't overhear it. They heard him talking to a tree. Hallelujah. They didn't just sneak up and overhear him. They were standing there and they heard him talking to a tree. Hallelujah. They heard me. A couple of weeks ago when we were here and they had that storm coming towards, I went out there and I was telling it to get up. Get back up in the air where you're supposed to. that storm to pass. And this little boy come up and he said, "Who are you talking to?" I said, "That cloud over there." Hallelujah. Let me lay this on you. Real faith does not get embarrassed. You hear me? Real faith don't get embarrassed. And real faith is not timid. You need faith because faith releases God's ability. He has his ability to do the miracles. Okay, what is faith? It's confidence in God. It's I believe God. Hallelujah. The enemy has been assaulting the church and trying to keep the church from the miracles. One reason he does that is, you know, evidence is essential for the gospel to go forth as God planned it. See, there can be more accomplished in 1 year, I believe, with miracles or proof than there could be 100 years without it. Hallelujah. What do you think? When someone splits their head open and begins to use the name of Jesus and you see that thing, close up and heal, hallelujah. When you see people getting miracles, do you know what? Man, I'm telling you, you take some crippled people, that's not politically correct, someone in a wheelchair, and I didn't mean to be disrespectful. Don't write me letters, okay? Hallelujah. But you're all like, who'd write you a letter? Sometimes people do. They write you things and say, you know, you shouldn't have said that. Well, I'm sorry I said that, but you can have somebody. What do you think if you have people coming in here in wheelchairs and getting out and walking out and they see it week after week? Do you think this church won't fill up? Do you think Healing School and Abundant Living wouldn't be full? Amen. Hallelujah. Bless God. Glory. You know, God can take. See, the enemy has tried to get the church to preach and meditate on medicine instead of healing. Hallelujah. You know, people praying for the scientists to find cures, and I am too. I think that'd be great, but I'm praying that God will work through me and see some of these people heal. God can not only heal your body, but he can stop that chemical that caused the thing in the first place. You know, that release. He can go down into your DNA level, and he can fix whatever's broken. He can take a person who's blown their mind on drugs for 20 years and in 1 minute give him the mind of Christ. In 1 minute change somebody from having all that paraphernalia on them and in them and having, earrings and junk and serving the devil and turn them around in one evening and get them to love God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you believe God? He can take a homosexual and make him normal. He can make him line up with the Bible. Glory to God. See, he needs to line up with the Bible. The Bible didn't, there was never an Adam and Steve. It was an Adam and Eve, man and woman. But God can change your desires and anything else that's messed up. He can fix you and make you normal. I'm just sharing with you what God says, standing on the truth. My faith is in God. The church is backed up. And we've become so, no, not this church, and I know there's other churches that don't, but there's a whole lot of churches that have backed up and become so politically correct. There's no miracles, no proof, no supernatural, no strength. Pretty soon, they're going to have to go out and beg for money to fund the gospel because they have no power. Jesus had miracles happen all the time. Hallelujah. He had no lack. Jesus had plenty, and he fed them all. You know, that's where we're going. That's where we're going, people. If you have no self-esteem, you're always intimidated, living so close to the world that you've lost your strength, thinking more of Delilah than you do of Jesus, you know, you're an accident going someplace to happen. Do you see that? I believe God. When you start operating in righteousness, you'll find the miracles will start to take place. We have to love people no matter who or where they are. There's power that God has put in the church, and Satan has had to do something to block that power. Now in our lives, we're going to have to get over being embarrassed. Faith does not get embarrassed. Faith is not timid. If you're not timid, or if you're timid in your faith, pretty soon you're going to find the devil shaking you out. You know, he'll just shake you out of your faith. Hallelujah. Get rid of the fear. Fear will contaminate your faith and cause you to be timid. Be bold. Say, wait a minute. I let my light shine, not in a weird way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I was out there talking to that storm, and there was a lady came out, and she said to me, "Are you going to go home?" And I said, "No, my mom is here. I don't want to leave her here." And she said, you're not going to leave? And I said, no, I'm just going to talk to this thing. And I began to ask her where she stood with the Lord. And, you know, she hugged me before she left. I thought, you know, people are looking for somebody who'll stand for what they believe. I'm backing down. I mean, the TV was saying there was a tornado just not very far from us. Hallelujah. And but I just kept talking to it. And you know, the marvel of marvel, the wonder of wonders, is 15 years ago or 20 years ago, I'd have been in my basement, under the basement, trying to scream my head off because I was so scared. God has so delivered me from that. That, you know, you can, if people just know who you are and what's yours. And God sent you here in this world to make a difference. And don't be looking at people and what's not happening. Look at that word, what God said could happen. Hallelujah. So your family's not saved yet. Go get work on somebody else's family. Begin to go out there and begin to bring people into to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Begin to talk to others about Jesus. Oh, nobody ever gets saved when I talk to them. Well, just keep talking. Hallelujah. They will. You know, as you believe God. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything out of this? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, get rid of the fear. Hallelujah. I need the miracle. I need that storm to lift, leave that area. What was I going to do with Mom? What are you going to do with her? You know, I couldn't get her up and run. She's little, but I couldn't carry her. And so I needed that thing to lift. Hallelujah. Bless God. When I pray for my food in the restaurant, I don't stand on the table. I don't cover my mouth either. Or act like I'm. I see people do that. You know, we don't. No, you know what? We pray. I'm not ashamed. They're not ashamed. I hear them swear over there. Glory to God. You know, they're eating and telling a big story and swearing. Glory to God. Some of them are drinking alcohol. Why can't I pray? Hallelujah. You know why I pray? I don't pray to make an impression. I pray to get that stuff fit to eat. Hallelujah. You don't know what's in your food nowadays. You better pray over it. He said it's sanctified by prayer and fasting, so you better pray over it. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. We need to come out of the closet, people. And we need to come out of the closet. Hallelujah. Everybody else is coming out. We might as well join them. Glory to God. Well, really, people know, you know, they know who you are. Let your light shine. You know, people come and get you to pray for them because God has put the answers on the inside of you. Real faith is not self-conscious of others. When the devil tells you that you should not have said something, and he tells me that a lot, you know, you get up and teach and then you go home and the devil say, boy, you sure made a fool of yourself tonight. Look what you did. Look what you said. And he'll just, you just got to know that when that happens, you probably said something that affected somebody's life. Otherwise, he'd be leaving you alone. So you just got to know, ignore him. Probably did good for somebody. See, we want to make the gospel inviting, but we don't change our principles to get people to come to Jesus. I'll have a drink with you if you'll go pray with me. No, no. You know, cut it out. Hold a standard, people. Hold a standard. Hallelujah. Somebody said the world has got so churchy and the church has got so worldly, you can't tell the difference. Now, that isn't that way in every church, and please don't think I'm saying that. We got a good church, and there's other good churches in this town. But we need to, you must need to hear this, or God wouldn't give it to me. Okay? Hallelujah. I'll share this one thing with you here. In 1 Samuel 6:14, and David danced before the Lord with all his might, wearing a priestly garment. And then verse 20 said, when David returned home to bless his own family, Michael, or Michelle, I don't know which it's called, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet him. And she said in disgust, how distinguishing that the king of Israel looked today, shamelessly exposing himself to the servant girls like any vulgar person might do. Do you see that the devil was trying to get her to make David feel ashamed of dancing like a commoner? He said he danced with all his might. He began to dance with all his might. Hallelujah. He didn't care what anybody thought. He was praising his God. Hallelujah. But then it said that Michael, the daughter of Saul, remained childless throughout her entire life. See, she was childless the rest of her life. Don't let the devil use anybody to make you feel bad. Sometimes you'll witness to somebody and they don't get saved. And then you go home and beat yourself up because maybe you didn't say the right thing. You probably said exactly the right thing. Just don't listen. The devil will do that, but don't be ashamed and don't let the devil mess with your mind. Okay, I'm almost done. God can fix anything. Hallelujah. There's nothing God cannot do for anyone who will ask him in faith according to his word. Did you hear me? God can fix anything. But I believe that the church has to start believing and expecting the miraculous. Start looking and believing for the supernatural. Hallelujah. Not that God will use Pastor Bev or Pastor Dale or Pastor Evelyn. Believe God's going to use me. Begin to say that God's going to use me. Lord, set me right close to that one that's nearest hell today. Just put me right in their path and I'll catch them. Lord, show me somebody that's crippled and let me pray for them. God, show me somebody that's lost their mind. Hallelujah. You know what? We've seen that. Bless God, I've gone to the places and prayed for people whose mind was gone and God would restore it. Is anything too hard for God? Come on, you've got things in your life you need. You need miracles. Let's begin to reach out and believe God for miracles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get over yourself. Hallelujah. I always tell people it's not about you. You're so self-conscious that you won't move out. But get over yourself. Let God move. Let God tell you. Begin to cultivate that relationship in the night where God will begin to speak to you. And he probably does already. And let him wake you up if he wants to. Let him get you on your knees at 2 o'clock in the morning if he needs to. But let him tell you secrets and pray out the plans of God and the purposes. Hallelujah. And quit looking inward, okay? Begin to see it's all about him. It's all about him and what he wants. Why don't you stand? Hallelujah. Bless God. Bless God. God, I thank you tonight, God, for the anointing that's on your word. And God, I know this is not my usual sermon, but Father, I just ask that you take this and make it real to people. God, help them to believe, to get themselves healed, get themselves walking in health, and then begin to spread it around, Father. Oh, God, we believe you for the miraculous. We believe you, God, for the supernatural. We believe you, God, to move in our midst. There are people here tonight that need a miracle, Father, and I call for that. Father, people need deliverance, God, and they need to hear your voice. Some of them haven't heard you in a while, God. They've let things build up in their lives till they can't hear you. God, I pull discouragement off tonight. I command that discouraging spirit to come out. You come out in Jesus' name. You come off this people, the people of God. These are the people of God, and they're here. Hid to be he see to he anda. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just humor me a minute, okay? I think everybody here is Christian, but we're going to ask Jesus to come into our hearts, okay? Just to make sure. Say, Heavenly Father, I ask you now, come into my heart and be my Savior. I promise to live for you as you enable me to do so. I believe that you raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe he said if I'd ask him, he'd come in and be my Savior. So right now I'm asking you, come in and be my Savior. And now, Father, I ask you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. I ask you to touch my body. I receive healing from heaven. One of those stripes on your back was for my healing. So right now, I exchange the sickness on my body for that healing on your back. And I thank you, Father. And I speak to discouragement. I speak to depression. I say, get out. In Jesus' name. Loose me. And let me go. In Jesus' name. You're not welcome here. In Jesus' name. Now, devil, I take the blood of Jesus and I erase your assignment against me and my family. Get out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Now, do you believe he went? You believe that God's going to do the things we ask him? Hallelujah. Okay.